Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. You never know, you might be the one that will come up with the game changer. You can access me throughout the internet as well at www.brian396.com, or you can go to www.minds.com/brian396. You got the Aramac at the YouTube channel. You got gagcanada.com. You got me at Herbs Plus and Beadworks on the YouTube channel, Augmented Force, Soulful Force, and so on. You'll find me somewhere, someplace, somewhere, somehow, talking about something that might just save your life. You never know. Today I got an email. Surprise, surprise. Actually, got a lot of emails. Surprise, surprise. And somebody was reading a forum in the YouTube channel, Facebook, because I don't go on Facebook. Anyway, the person bought this product. It was a zeolite product. And we had been saying for 10 years not to use these products because of the nano concentration and the silicon and the aluminum. Now this person used the product for about 11 months and then started having some severe major networking assembling on her body, behind the ears, all over. Now I went and did a little bit more research on it because I knew back then the stuff was no good, and I found a document or two on it. Any metal that's on a nano scale, doesn't matter what it is, will cause problems in the DNA, genetic code, mitochondria, spine, the spleen, the liver, organs, the thymus, the heart, the brain. And some of that will embed into the skeletal system. And when these metals get into the body, they will cause major mayhem. They will allocate themselves everywhere and anywhere, and a lot of the different metals that you are being exposed to on a nano scale will go to different parts of the brain and assemble and activate those brain centers or receptors to cause whatever they're programmed to do. Been saying for the longest time not to believe this industry anymore. 95% of it is just pure horse hockey. And everything on this planet has been weaponized to take you out. That's how it rolls. I put in there, I don't know if I've done it yet, let me take a look here real quick, because I've been slowly putting stuff in there in regarding to some of the links I'm putting in. I might not have done it already, I may have, okay, maybe it's still coming. All right, it's probably still coming up, I'm going to put it in there, but there is a link from the YouTube that is actually explaining some of the problems that are occurring in America and how Americans are going to be taken out first. But this is going to go right across the Commonwealth. It's already happening in Australia and New Zealand on a more major level. And when we're looking at the root cause of this, some of you are going to be really surprised. I've been saying for a while that some of the so-called allies are perpetrating to be allies may not in fact be allies at all. And in fact, they may be using that pretense to destroy or undermine our capacity to be prosperous and free. Well, I wouldn't say free anymore, but you get what I mean. Being able to determine for ourselves the lives we want to live and the direction we want to go in. And these entities, because that's about the best way of describing it, these entities don't care about you. They don't care about what you believe. They don't care about anything about you whatsoever. In fact, you're just a nuisance for the most part, waiting to be corralled either through some hocus pocus, distraction, disinformation, or religion. You know, religion, or politics. Sounds like there's an echo. And this is where we're at today. And we cannot afford to have this naivety any longer. Ever wonder why? I mean, I always wonder. I have this kind of curiosity in my mind. But you ever wonder why our respective countries, Canada, the United States, and the rest of the Commonwealth, are broke when we're supposed to be one of the best countries in the world to live in, the most prosperous, and the most blah, 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 all that trumpet blowing, how, you know, trumpet blowing, doesn't that sound like somebody you know, trumpet blowing about how we are, you know, whatever, profound and beyond belief? You ever wonder why with all this profound proclamation that the countries, these respective countries, are all broke? Has that ever occurred to you? Why are the roads and the infrastructure in our respective countries are always broken down? Why are things not working the way they are? Why are we building junk, especially the cars? The cars today are just junk, pure junk. And they're asking top dollar for cars that are made like junk. Ever wonder that? Where is all this wealth going? Where is this all heading into? Ever wonder about that? I've always had this curiosity. I've always wondered, you know, like, what the heck? Why are we, you know, in this? Why are we in these quagmires that we're in? You know, because it just doesn't make sense that we are in this, that we're in this situation we're in. Why are we all sick? Why are we eating poisonous food? Why are things not working on behalf of the citizenry in our respective countries? I'm speaking in terms of the United States and the Commonwealth, because right now it appears that they are the number one target being hit. Europe is also being hit. I'm not going to leave you out. Europe is also getting pounded, and pounded hard. Any country that's a third world country today that doesn't have the technological advancements in order to defend or protect itself is on the verge of being taken out, you know, or conquered. You know, you cannot today afford the being naive. Okay, the last link I just put in there in the chat room, if you aren't in the chat room, you might want to go in there and get these links. But the last link in the chat room, I think everybody not only should listen to, but it should be propagated among your network, pushed, shared, extended. There's a proposal there to wipe out 15 million Americans, and that'll transfer over to Canadians and Australians, New Zealanders, the people of the UK and Europe. Because and their crime to be taken out is because they're awake. And because now the numbers are exceeding the level of control that the so-called entities can control anymore. We're all looking at health issues, and this is in part why we are not healthy. The design has been to sabotage, to disrupt, to disinfo, anything that could possibly make you better, and to put out there crap that will break you down, like zeolite, like the hydrogen products, like the carbon C60, like the canola, like the aspartame, like the sucralose, like the blackstrap molasses, like the flax, like the omega-3s. They're all loaded with nonsense to break you down. Soy. The wonders of soy. The joy of soy. Whoopee, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. When you are understanding that we are at war. I've often read, tell people, and I read the Bible and I read it sometimes. Bible says there's no discharge from war. I used to look at that verse with a curiosity, quite frankly. I used to wonder, what are they talking about? I don't see no bombs. I don't see no missiles coming down on us. I don't see people invading our countries. I don't see people pulling out, well, criminals do maybe, but I mean, I don't see anybody invading us with guns and missiles and bombs and tanks. The war, because these cowardly bastards went under cowardly ways and means to assault us through in the shadows. That's how they waged their war. While we were innocently living our lives and being open to help whoever, for their gratitude, they decided to gut us, violate us, subjugate us, and poison us in the dark. Nothing but a bunch of bloody, I have some strong words to use on these people, but the radio doesn't allow me to say them. I would be speaking very much Canadian tongues right now, the way I think about what I think here. These entities are cowards. They're liars and they're deceivers. And they play the worst bloody game they could ever play. And we better wake up to this reality. The history has been rewritten to favor those entities so that we would believe on their behalf the injustice that may have been done to them. This has been a lie from hell. The fact that we have an FDA in the United States and the Health Protection Branch in Canada that is allowing poisons to be sold in the food industry like glyphosates, atrazine, not doing a damn thing about those chemtrails and the fallout from the chemtrails, not protecting the citizenry from the poison that's going on, would indicate that they have already corrupted the governments in power with their watchdogs or their safety nets, so that they would turn the blind eye while the poison kept being filtered. Like the vaccines. This is another thing. Where is the FDA on the vaccine issue? Where is the Health Protection Branch on the vaccine issue? None of them have ever been proven to be working. And if you want proof of that, why don't you go online, why don't you look up Vaccination, the Hidden Truth, and you will see the medical field that actually tested these vaccines and validated with the American studies, not their own, that they didn't do a bloody thing except make things worse. And on top of that, now we're combining 10 and 20 vaccines at a time, and there's absolutely no evidence, and you will not find it anywhere in the medical literature or in the scientific community that these things actually work. And in fact, there's more literature to the contrary. You will find absolutely no serious literature right now that nano, in any way, shape, or form, when we are exposed to it, benefits us in any way or shape. Carbon C60 and that zeolite was such a bunch of horse hockey, it's just unreal. that's being allowed to be perpetrated, and the administrations that are out there right now that's supposed to be protecting the general population has turned a blind eye to that crap. Meanwhile, it's being allowed to be fed to you and mislead you to think that it's actually going to have some kind of benefit. When we're looking at these things, you have to have a certain sense of sobriety, especially when you're doing your research. If you're doing your research and you've got conflicting results from the research, then you first have to ask the question, who did the research? Who has the most to gain from a positive response on the research? Who has the most to gain on a negative response on the research? Who has the most to gain at all here? That's what you gotta look. And then when you look at the research, you have to look and see how the research was conducted. And if the research or the experimentation is doable in a real life scenario outside of a lab. So when we're looking at some of the things you're reading and how so many of these so-called gurus out there are perpetrating all the black goo and the zeolite and the carbon C60 and the hydrogen and all this ruckus, okay, then you got to ask yourself this question: where is the counter to these things? You notice one thing, when you try to go look up something on zeolite, it's very hard to find anything negative. You know why? Because the amount of money being propagated to sell that crap is right off the map. And to really find something, you really got to dig hard and go into some real heavy-duty files. But you can extrapolate this real easy. First, understand what zeolite is. Silica or silicon and aluminum. Two toxic metals. Silicon stops DNA, breaks down DNA strands, shuts down the communication network between the DNA and the immune system, embeds itself on the skeletal system, destroys the skeletal structure, and assembles in your body. Aluminum also causes untold damage throughout the body, especially to the women, causing high levels of metalloestrogen-like effect to impact to women's body, causing all kinds of cancers on the endocrine system, and on top of that can cause brain damage. When you put the two together, what happens? You got the summation of the two toxic metals working in conjunction with each other, and on top of that, it turns you into a super antenna, a transceiver. And so again, this is just through simple deduction, you can figure this out. Now we start looking at carbon C60. What is that? It's a molecule that's 3 times harder than diamond, 100 times stronger than steel. How do you excrete this out of the body? Not through the kidneys. When they sell these products and they mix them with other carbon products, the carbon that's being excreted is coming from those products, but the carbon C60 can only come out through breathing, through the respiratory tract. And again, they sell you that it's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, blah, blah, blah. And when you look at up C60 and its effect with frequencies, it can magnify the impact of the frequencies pumping through them. Where does C60 eventually wind up? In your head. What happens when you take the carbon C60 and the zeolite? Oh boy, you are now a super duper trooper antenna. Wound for sound. They can hit you on every different angle, every different way, cause all kinds of mayhem in your DNA and your genetic code. Your chromosome code can activate your brain, can cause all kinds of downloading in the head, brain hack you. Maybe control some of your bodily functions. This is reality today, They're turning you into a remote controlled peripheral. They have the remote, you're the television. They're turning you on and they're turning you off. And this is how they're doing it. When you look at some of the products that they're calling salt, okay, I was looking at a product, actually it was by a company called McCormick's. It was supposedly salt. But when you looked on the back, they had silica aluminate. Zeolite was mixed with the salt. What's that going to do? That's going to take it right to the head. Takes it right to the cells. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and look at all the thrills. We are in a war. The Bible is correct when it said there's no discharge from war. And this war is for keeps. They either want you assimilated or terminated. That's it. There ain't no more. There is no in between. There's no purgatory. There's just heaven or hell. That's where it's at today. And that's the game they're playing. And everybody that wakes up and keeps on waking up makes it that much more difficult for the conquest to take place. And the more we wake up, the more solutions we can come to counter whatever measures they can counter. And now that they are exposed, once they are fully exposed, they'll never be able to pull that bullshit again. Period. So they get away with it because they're in the dark. Now what does Jesus say about people coming to the light? Lest their deeds be exposed. They stay in the darkness. They hide in the shadows. Weaving and deceiving. This is where we're at. And this goes across every venue of life. You're not going to see, look around you today and look how bad things have really become or are. You can't trust the legal system. You can't trust the judicial system. You can't trust the legislative branches. You can't trust the parliaments. You can't trust the Congress. You can't trust the House. You can't even trust your own president or prime minister. You don't know who's controlling who there. I've often said that we've only got each other and we've got the Almighty, and that's about all we really have. Might be a good idea to consider that option. That got me going today with the zeolite, because like I said, Brian396 and myself have been harping for a long time on nano and the dangers of nano and the assembly of nano and fullerenes and dendrimers and quantum dots and bots and roboworms and whatever. And everybody has been trying to run away from that reality. Oh, it's lime. It's lime. It's slime. It's measles. It's black goo. Morgellons. It's fungi activating. The stories go on and on and on and on. If you don't deal with the nano, you will never get healed. And if you don't deal with the nano, you are going to exponentially start to age super rapidly. You will start to break down. You will start to come unglued. You will start to see things growing in and outside of you. And you will become completely debilitated and disabled, which is also part of the plan. As long as I got you looking at cancer, oh, we got a cure for cancer, it's right around the corner. Oh yeah, this new pill from Israel is going to fix this cancer. Oh, this new drug from New Jersey is going to fix this cancer. Oh, this new drug from Hawaii, oh yeah, that's all you ever hear. You ever see any results? Oh, we jumped the gun. The study isn't complete yet and it wasn't concluded and we got all excited and blah, blah, blah. So like I said, when we're looking at the assault on your person, on your family, on your children, on your sons and on your daughters. You got to be their eyes and their ears because they do not know what's going on. And you also have to understand that the frequencies that are emitting today, majority of them are coming from the cell phone. Coming from other places too, but that's the most convenient way. I was talking the other day about a consumer cell, I think. And they're talking about, you know, this phone, and it's got texting, and it's got the messaging, and all these demons out there are advertising this telephone, you know, all these, whatever they were. Anyway, they're almost giving away the phone now. Unless you want a real super-duper top-of-the-line phone that can, you know, boil water and work like a computer, but they basically are giving away cell phone. They want everybody jacked in. I had a friend of mine today contacted to give me her new phone number because she just got rid of her cell phone. As much as you can, avoid that thing. As much as you can. Or if you do have to have it on you, wear it in a cell phone shield where it only allows the signal to come in one way and only one way. Because as long as that thing's emitting, it can hack you. And you don't need to be hacked. So, you know, I mean, these toys, iPads, cell phones, notebooks, Wi-Fi, Li-Fi, you know, 5G. 5G. Now 6G. 6G is being, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but 6G now is being pumped out hard. We're now getting into 6G. If we're getting into 6G, you have to assume that 5G is up and running already and has been probably for some time. Yet they're now talking about putting 6G in. Tony, have you heard of using chromium piconate for the pancreas? Well, it's used not so much, well, indirectly, I guess it is. It's used for regulating the sugar. That's why they gave it to you. And if you, and they're usually 200 micrograms, and for that to work, you got to do that every couple hours. You can do it another way too, Sheila. You can do zinc and manganese. You can use zinc citrate or zinc methionine with manganese, 10 milligram strength. And that also will regulate the sugar levels in your body. So we're looking at, well, like I said, when we're hearing all these things, this is why it's important that you start to study so you can defend yourself and protect yourself from the things that are happening today. That they're doing all these foods and these exotic foods that they're creating. One guy contacted me because he says he's pulsing his fruit, and I said that ain't going to do much. It may disengage some of the programming, but a lot of the materials are still embedded into the very fiber and core. You have to juice and then pulse and then filter. We're going to have to think of in terms of food in a whole different world today. Can no longer think of just as a, you know, common thing to go into the grocery store and buy your favorite whatever. You're gonna have to read, study, understand what you're buying, what to look for, when you're buying. See if there's any kind of nano or other things. I said it's important that you understand the nature of the assault, because if you don't know how it's coming at you, you are never going to be able to defend yourself. They'll mow you right down. Boom. What was that? I just got mowed down. Like I said, these people don't care about you. They just don't care. You know. But the other things, I got a bunch of stuff, but I really wanted to get on this because I thought, oh my gosh, we're in such a combative state right now with what's going on around us and the things that we're being exposed to. Everybody's just taking it for granted or just believing whatever they're believing, I'm not sure, or assuming, I think that's probably more the term, assuming that all is right in the world. It's like, really? Have you looked at the clouds lately? Have you noticed the weather got hot all of a sudden? Have you noticed that? We were on the cool front here where I'm at, and tomorrow was supposed to be up in the upper 90s, and I was outside today and I could have sworn I felt like I was being microwaved. How you can tell the microwaving, just so let me repeat this real quick, is your inside organs feel like they're heating up and staying hot, and when you go inside an air-conditioned place, you'll feel that heat more prevalent on the inside of you. And you'll feel your body, when you're outside, feels like it's getting a body pump, like, you know, when you lift weights, the muscles get all pumped up with blood or whatever. That's what the, it feels like. So, and that's what it felt like today when I was outside. I thought, oh, look at this, you know, they're nuking me. They're nuking me. Like I said, don't take nothing for granted, not even the weather. Not even the weather. You don't know from day to day if that weather that is naturally being formed or weather that may be being created. You know, you don't know. Not today. Today we're in, like I said, a whole different entity. You know, a whole different world. A whole different set of values, where people are not valuable, where life is not valuable, where the planet is no longer valuable. A government that's burning down the Amazon forest to rid itself of native or indigenous people, and the real reason that they're doing it is so they can plant the soy required to market in the marketplace. Yay! Yippee-yi-yo, hurrah! I like breathing, I don't know about you. I like trees. Real trees growing in real dirt, producing real fruit, and real leaves, and real branches. That's the kind of trees I like. We got a tree growing in front of the store, it grows in rubber. They took rubber and put it in the ground, and put this tree inside of it. Doesn't get water, doesn't get anything, doesn't get fed, and it grows. I have a GMO tree in front of me. Can you dig it? I got a GMO tree in front of me. It never ceases to amaze me. Never. Never, never, never. You know, well, you know what, Squirrel? I'm beginning to believe what you just said is more true and more real than ever. The entities I'm referring to are not from within. And we've been warned. We were warned back in 1920 about this by a major general. I started reading the book and I put it down. I haven't been able to pick it up yet. But he gave some clear warnings about what was going on. I'm not saying that all people from certain parts of the world are bad. And what's really going on is you've got these entities hiding within the sheep. So you can't assault them, because if you assault them, you'll take the sheep out and then you'll be ostracized by the planet. It's an incredibly intelligent setup to hide among the sheep so that you do not take them out. That didn't work with the Romans, and that didn't work with the Babylonians. So that's how they stopped some of that nonsense. So, like I said, pay attention when you're watching the news media, especially the main news stations. Understand that everything they're saying is being scripted. They're not reporting the news. They're reciting a script. I was watching a commercial, and they were talking about these special glasses. And I knew they had nano to them. Then I found a link about a day later about graphene layer enables advance in super resolution microscopy. Now you're going to have it, because nobody can see worth the crap, because they got all these floaters and this dust in our eyes. So now they're taking away our eyes. It almost reminds me of the song in the year 2525. You know, you won't need your eyes, no one will look at you. I wonder if that song was the script. Everyone thought they were prophetic, but I'm wondering if that was the script. Almost everything that song is singing is coming to be reality. The next thing that's going to happen is people are going to want children, and they can't have children because they got they're nano layered in their genitals. Flowers nano layered, the flagpole is nano layered, you know, so now you got two reproductive organs that have become neutralized by the nano assembly. Now you're going to have to go to a doctor, and he's going to have to extrapolate your DNA and her DNA and put it in a test tube so they can grow a baby. Because if they do that, now they can control that baby's growth. We can cut this gene, add that one. We can do a little locker here, CRISPR there. That's where it's coming. Or maybe that's where it already is, and we just haven't got the data yet. That's what I find interesting too. We say things sometimes and have limited data to go on, and later on we get affirmed what we said was true and accurate, and we're only able to extrapolate from the basic data that we had, and it was able to follow the dots. And later on they actually went in, done the experiments and the studies, and found them to be accurate to what we had been already saying. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Oh yeah, controlled opposition. You know what? Squirrel, I don't even think it's a controlled opposition. I just think it's a script. I think when you see the parliamentarians or the congressmen or the people in the House, I don't think it's about control. They all have a script. They're reading from the script. Afterwards, they get together and do their little powwow or whatever they do. You know what I mean? It's beyond controlled. It's owned. I would say owned opposition. You know, so when we're looking at some of the things today, and even, like I said, think about this for one real minute. This is why the onus is going to be on you to keep yourself healthy and to heal yourself. The doctors are not doing nothing because they are owned. If they want to practice medicine and pay off their student loans or have a certain way of life, they are owned by the entities, and they are told what to do and how to harvest people. What drugs to promote, what drugs to propagate, what vaccines to give people. They are owned. That's one of the reasons why nothing has been healed since the mid-1950s. Nothing has been cured. And then the FDA had the audacity, because it didn't have the testicular fortitude to stand up, it had the audacity to tell people that if you made a claim that you could cure somebody, that was a drug and you were prescribing drugs. That was total horse hockey. these entities that own these institutions, it doesn't sound so scientific and so professional, these entities that own these institutions have taken away every measure, every type of means that can help propagate, prolong, heal, restore almost any infirmary. Now, this is the interesting thing about their definition. See, if you do finally give somebody something that actually heals a person, you're no longer practicing medicine. Medicine needs practice to get it right. When you do something like that, that indicates that you already got it right. So these doctors are practicing, and guess who they're practicing on? You. And the concept of them practicing medicine means they get to experiment on you, because that's how they practice. As horrific and as terrible as that sounds, that is what's been going on. How is it back in the 1950s, 1960s, when the one scientist discovered they were going to use live culture and tried to stop the vaccination program, the other doctor allowed it to happen? The only reason that went on is because the one that allowed it to happen was owned. Owned by the entities. This is the sobering reality today, that your respective institutions that were designed to help sustain your health, protect your environment, protect the planet, has betrayed you. When people tell me all the time, well, you know, that's what the government's job is to do, is to protect us. I hear that a lot from Canadians sometimes. They first, because Canadians have been brainwashed to believe this. But if they go through something and realize that the government is no longer there to protect them, but to make their lives more miserable, the wake-up call has just begun. When we're looking at, like I said, all these things are happening. Body's aging process accelerated by DNA changes. Wow. Can you imagine that? I wonder where they heard that from. Body's aging process accelerated by DNA changes. And what causes the acceleration of DNA to change? Nanobiotechnology. And until you deal with nanobiotechnology, all the things you're taking are not anti-aging whatsoever. Things you're taking may be supportive or may be more conflicting with your system, depending on what you're taking. Body's aging process accelerated by DNA changes. That is a mouthful. Telling you how you're dying. See, if you actually read between the lines, you can see how they're telling you how you're dying. They're causing your DNA to change, which accelerates the aging process. And I've been telling you that for how long? See, we need to understand the nature of nano really, really, really well. You're dealing with something on an atomic level. You're dealing with something that can permeate and penetrate every organ, tissue, cell, structure in your body. You're dealing with something that can now assemble, grow, and network, a network in your body. We are also dealing with things that can receive and send signals. So now you can be monitored 24/7. You're also getting something that can now get access to the brain, causing the brain to be rewired. This is war. Undeclared war. Because the entities don't have any courage. All they have is their darkness. With us, well, like I always tell everybody, it doesn't hurt to know the living God. Wouldn't hurt to have a one-on-one with the Great One, and I'm referring to the Almighty. And wouldn't hurt to read His Word. Tell you that too. Read the New Testament. That's the covenant you're under. Unless you came out of Egypt yesterday, you are under a new covenant, not an old one. And that's the one you need to follow. The aspect of having a belief or faith in God is not a bad thing at all. Having a belief or faith in religion, that's another story altogether, and that you need to cut loose, because that all is being perpetrated from the gates of hell itself. Have faith and live toward a more godly way. That's what I can tell you today. Now, before I go on, I'm going to talk about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You need to hear about them, and they need your help to keep on going, keep on flowing. They are what makes my show possible, quite frankly. So help them out any way you can. You got Brian396.com, www.minds.com/Brian396. You got Aramac on the YouTube channel. You got gagcanada.ca. You got augmentinforce.com. You know, you got the YouTube channels that we've done, which we, by the way, we got the link up there for the upgrades and modifications. I would say, you know, you got a lot of people out there doing a lot of things, and it doesn't hurt to help send them your support, so they can continue doing what they need to do to get you the answers that you need to have in order to be able to get through another day in paradise. I also do consultations as well. I also have a website, augmentinforce.com. Feel free to access the site, look at the catalog link, tons of information there. Things that if you think you need, we might have, feel free to buy. We also have information on the website as well, main page websites of all kinds of information. So feel free to access, download, and share. Share this information, share the data, you know, share them with your network. Let the network grow. People need to be aware that we are under an assault like we've never seen before. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. The European, or those of the European descent, is on the verge of becoming extinct in North America. And I would presume that this was going on in Australia and New Zealand as well. Those of us, because there are no white men, and there are no white women, there are no white people. We are European descent, or of that nature. Or your Asian descent, or your East Indian descent, African descent. I've never seen a black man either, to be honest with you. Ever. So, those of us who are of European descent need to focus on what's going on. You know, history has not been accurate. I believe more Christians have died in throughout history more than any other people. I could be wrong on that, but if they're not the most, then they're right up in the top three or four. So again, I would suggest, like I said, you know, reevaluate what you've been taught as history, because what you've been taught isn't necessarily history. Creative comic book writing is what I would call it. You know, I just don't have the capacity to speak Canadian here today. I don't think Joe would appreciate it. Joe speaks truckerese, so do I. Start thinking in terms as I suggested in the past. Look out for your DNA, look out for your mitochondria. Look out for your genetic code. Look out for your immune system. Look out for your digestive system, your respiratory system. These are the things you need to focus on. These are the things that are taking you out. Your endocrine system needs to be paid close attention to as well. They dried it up, you're done. Keep remembering that. Things like zinc, copper, manganese go a long way in protecting DNA, cells, and tissues, and organs. Vitamin C goes a long way in protecting the telomeres in your body, and also supports and protects DNA. Selenium also does protect the DNA, so there's lots you can look at and study to find the answers you're looking for. So make sure you do some shielding around your homes, inside your bedrooms. We got an upgrade video that we showed, an upgrade with a fan. Build that fan, put them in your room. You might find yourself a little bit more protected, maybe more rested. It is what it is. Until we leave this crap hole and go on to the next level of evolution, whether it's heaven or whatever you might think, we are here. And while we're here, we need to help each other find the answers that we need to find in order to come up with the solutions that we need to counter these things that are assaulting us. Don't waste your time on television. Don't waste your time on the radio. Don't waste your time with media. Unless the media is in a form of education, educating you so that you can become more prepared and ready for the times that are coming down the pipe. So like I said, it's important that you look at the things that's being said, and then even do your own investigation and follow the dots, see where it takes you. See where it takes you. It's important, it's really important. You got to walk through this life with your eyes open. If you don't walk through with your eyes open and you stay in the darkness, then they'll give you the mushroom formula. If you don't know what the mushroom formula is, it's basically fed a lot of nonsense and kept in the dark. Can't afford that today. Today, everybody's moving toward a state of evolution, higher evolution, as a result of what they've done. Which means our capacity to think will also improve and grow. When we interact with each other in a cooperative level, our brains start to expand. We start seeing things. We start figuring things out better. We start realizing things. We adjust more readily. So like I said, the protect you. Keep you in mind. Keep yourself protected. I don't know. Are we done? I think we're done. I thought we were done. Anyhow, I don't know if... they lost track of time, or I did. Check out the links. Share that last link. I think everyone needs to see that last one. And if it does go down, I would say make copies of it as well. I think it's important that everybody has a copy of this, just in case it disappears off the internet. We can put it back on. But I think, I forgot that. Give me a second. I forgot all about that. Where are we? Let's see if this will work now. Aha! That worked. Okay. That link there, if you're in the chat room, you got a network going, I would encourage you to share that network with your network. Let them see what's going on. Don't beat it. Convert them. That video alone will pretty well tell you what's happening. Or the agenda. And you're going to be in for a surprise. There's going to be a new king in Israel. When I heard that, I said, oh, wow, really? A new king. You might want to listen to it just for that alone. A new king. Anyway. Protect yourselves, protect your health, be careful what you're eating, read what before you buy, make sure you understand the terminology that's used on the food you're buying. Tony, local chem store has manganese sulfate. Will this form a magnesium? Yeah, that'll work. That will work. Just make sure you measure that down when you combine them down to 10 milligrams in a capsule. You don't need a lot. So, yeah, that'll work. Anyway, I think we'll just see you guys Thursday. Check out the links, share them. I'll have the show put up on the pod later on. Until then, take care.